Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. God wants us to keep our primary goal to serve Him using the abilities and talents we are blessed with. We need to stay in our lane.
Father, always near, I wait for you here, resting in the love that vanquishes fear, waiting not a care, silence everywhere, yet here in my heart a still small voice bids me to come, and I must
Heavenly Father, thank you for the wisdom you have provided us that helps us know your will. Thank you for the gifts and talents that you have given us to serve others. Continue to guide us, Lord, as there are many, many distractions, both in our personal lives and around the world these days, that could get us off track. To keep us from staying in the lane that you have directed us to. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, who guides us into all truth, giving us your peace when we are where we need to be, and giving us desires and direction in order to keep our focus where you want it to be. Thank you, Lord. Thanks in advance for the blessings that come from being in the center of your will. Lord, that is our desire, to serve you, to praise you, to worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
that the Father will provide for your every need. So seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness. Take no thought for tomorrow. Put your mind
service to you. I give all my service to you. No matter the cost or what others do, I give all my service to you. I give all my problems to you. I give all my problems to you. No matter the cost or what others do, I give all my problems to you. I give all
You are listening to Call to Worship, a listener-supported program. I want to especially thank those of you who support this ministry in prayer. as we share the gospel, and as we encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we appreciate those of you who invest a few moments to write to us. I really appreciate your letters. And for those of you who can, we thank God for your faithfulness to this ministry. When you are led to be a part of God's work here, your tax-deductible donation can be mailed to us at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And when you write, please be sure to include the call letters of this station. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. And you're always welcome to visit the Call to Worship website, where you can listen to previous programs, see a playlist of songs included in today's program, and you'll find many resources to help you grow spiritually, including details about Christian Oldies, providing contemporary Christian music 24/7 online. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. The Call to Worship Ministry also includes a Facebook page. Please make a note of it. Facebook.com/calltoworship with Gary Roby. Thank you again for worshiping with us today. It is our prayer that this time is a valuable part of your worship. God bless you.
To draw me so much closer to thee. Let the disappointments come, or lonely days without the sun, if through sorrow more like you I'll become. Change all of my dreams and my plans, for I'm placing my whole life in your hands. And if you call me someday to a land that's far away, Lord, I'll go and and your will obey. For whatever it takes to draw closer to you, Lord, that's what I'll be willing to do. Whatever it takes to be more like you, then that's what I'll be willing to do. I'll trade sunshine for rain, comfort.
Thank you for joining us for our call to worship and praise.
I'd rather have him.
Jesus first in your life. Let him take the burden of sin away. Put Jesus first in your life. Let him handle all the problems that stand in your way. You have searched in vain for that something. Now you don't want that something you found. Put Jesus first in your life and turn your life is full of changes. Each day rearranges the things that count for you. Things that mean so much today can mean much less tomorrow. Even if your dreams come true. Ah, but there's someone I have found. A rock to build your life around. Put Jesus first in your life. Let him take the burden of sin away. Put Jesus first in your life. Let him handle all the problems that stand in your way. You have searched in vain for that something. Now you don't want that something you found. Put Jesus first in your life and turn your life.
Today, I'd like us to focus on the reality and the importance to stay in our lane. When I stay in the path that the Lord lights for me, I do well, and those that He loves will know Him all the more. As Moses told the people, Deuteronomy chapter 5, stay on the path that the Lord your God has commanded you to follow. Then you will live long and prosperous lives in the land you are about to enter and occupy. The first time I heard a brother in the Lord exhort me to stay in my lane was a time when I was serving as chaplain in a motorcycle ministry to other bikers. Having learned much from several motorcycle safety courses over the years, his words reminded me of the fact that while riding the motorcycle, the place that your eyes focus on is where your bike will go. If your eyes are on the soft shoulder, that's likely where your hands will lean the handlebars toward, and the next thing you know, you're on the shoulder of the road, or worse. Although your eyes should be looking back and forth to be aware of your surroundings, your primary focus should be on your lane. Listen to the reality that the straight and narrow is the path that leads to life. We find those words in Matthew 7. Enter in through the narrow gate, for wide the gate and broad the way that leads to destruction, and many are they who enter in through it. For narrow the gate and straitened the way that leads to life, and they are few who find it. The Apostle Paul stayed in his lane. He finished the course. Listen to 2 Timothy. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me at that day. and not to me only, but also to all them that have loved His appearing. Focus on the tools that God has already placed in your hands. That should be your primary lane to focus on. That includes your gifts, your strengths, and abilities. Moses was concerned that no one would believe that he met with and would be proclaiming a message from God. We find his conversation with the Lord in Exodus chapter 4. But Moses protested again, "What if they won't believe me or listen to me? What if they say, 'Well, the Lord never really appeared to you?'" Then the Lord asked him, "What is in your hand?" "A shepherd's staff," Moses replied. "Throw it down on the ground," the Lord told him. So Moses threw down the staff, and it turned into a snake. Moses jumped back. Then the Lord told him, "Reach out now and grab its tail." So Moses obeyed, reached out and grabbed it, and it turned back into a shepherd's staff in his hand. "Perform this sign," the Lord told him. "Then they will believe that the Lord, the God of their ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, really has appeared to you." Folks, God used what was already in Moses' hand. As you set goals in this life, remember that wisdom comes from the journey, not the destination. So stay the course, and don't be so focused on the destination, be that heaven, that you lose the joy of the journey. As we focus on our lane, be encouraged. In due season, we will reap if we fail not. Galatians chapter 6. "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." And be sure to keep moving. Forward progress. Forward efforts. As some have said, idle hands are the devil's workshop. I've heard that it's nearly impossible to steer a ship that is not moving. The rudders are effective in the water only when the ship is moving. Friend, as you start each day, start it with the Lord. Even before you get out of bed, talk with Him. Remind yourself that He has a plan for you, for good, not evil. Meditate upon His Word as you walk through the day, remembering that His Word is a lamp to your feet, providing light for each step, and a light to your path, just enough to see where you're going. Whether you are taking a walk, riding your bicycle, motorcycle, car, or just going through your daily routine, it is always best to stay in your lane.
there's been many times I've let you down, searching for happiness, none to be found. To think that the price you paid for me wasn't in vain, all that agony.
But I'm here to say I've had my ups and my downs, but I'm here now today 'cause of the love that
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song, as we are reminded to stay focused. What would Jesus do? Do what you know He wants you to, and use your talents for His glory today. Stay in your lane. I hope that this time has been an encouraging, important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And, friend, if you're not a believer, if you want a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ, the God-man, I invite you to admit your need for salvation. If you believe God, the eternal Creator King, loves us, sent Jesus to die for our sins, and brought Him back to life, then God offers you glorious life now and in heaven. Love God and accept Christ through God's Holy Spirit today. Tomorrow's not a given, but the offer of salvation is. I'd love to hear from you. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. That address again is calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, seek the kingdom of God above all else, and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today.